Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. And today's question comes from BJ in Raleigh, North Carolina. BJ has a great question. It's about a new development project on a parcel of land in a suburb of Raleigh. And BJ asks, I'm looking at a 3-acre parcel of land, and he sent me an actual copy of the plat, so I can see directly from the email the information about this particular parcel of land. And he's asking, what does he need to be concerned with in developing this particular parcel of land? And it's a great question. So the first thing I notice about this particular situation is that, BJ, you have two parcels of land that are fronting directly on the road, and the parcel in question sits behind them. So you do not have direct access to the road. In order to get access to the parcel that you want to develop, you're going to need to get an easement from the folks that actually front on the road, one or the other. And I see there's a single family home on one of the properties. So it's most likely the case that if you are going to get access, it's going to have to be either towards the edge of one of the properties or perhaps on the second property. But you're going to need to get a legal easement from one of those property owners in order to get access to the property, unless you can acquire one or both of those properties so that you can actually consolidate the lots or potentially subsequently subdivide the lots and build a private road so that you can build a small residential subdivision. So that's really the very first issue that I notice in this particular proposed project. The second thing that I noticed is that there's a fairly rich topography. The survey information that you provided shows that there is a fairly steep grade on one end of the property, and maybe not all of the property is fully buildable. One thing to be concerned about when you have a steep topography is the possibility of surface water. And when you have surface water that's flowing, you don't have the right to necessarily channel or move that water. You have to ask permission from the Army Corps of Engineers because you don't own that water. Now, water rights are a complicated situation. If you have subterranean water, that is water that's underground, in most states you own the water. If it is surface water and the water is not moving, you own it. And if it is flowing water, you don't own it. And so you have to follow a very strict set of guidelines that are determined by the government in terms of how you're going to manage that surface water. So that's definitely something to look into. Assuming you do get the entitlement to subdivide and build single family homes, I understand it is zoned single family right now, so presumably you can build a certain number of single family homes on the property. You're going to need to make sure that the city provides you sufficient allocations. Now, what that means is the utilities may be present on the road. There may be a water main on the road, there may be sewer access, but it doesn't mean that the city automatically is going to grant you the capacity that you're looking for. So it's one thing for the utilities to exist very close to the property line. It's a second thing to get access. My recommendation is that you talk to an urban planner. Urban planners are folks that specialize in dealing with the city, in getting zoning approvals, in getting site plan approvals, and depending on how your subdivision is going to be done, you may need to get a site plan approval or a subdivision plan approval from the zoning department. And my recommendation is that you interview 2 or 3 urban planners, and I guarantee that you're going to walk out of each one of those meetings smarter than when you walked in. Also recommend that you talk to architects who specialize in building residential product in the area. They too will have a lot of information about what's permissible. They're very familiar with building in the area and what some of the issues are going to be in terms of building single family homes. And then finally, you're going to want to talk to a geotechnical engineer. The geotechnical survey will tell you what is possible to build on the ground. Is the ground firm enough to build? Is it solid enough to support a foundation structurally? Or are you going to need to remove some of that surface material and bring in material that is suitable for building on? And again, with a rich topography, that can sometimes be an issue. So very often a geotechnical survey is you're going to drill down core samples, get an understanding of what's beneath the surface and whether you actually have a buildable lot. Not so much from an entitlement point of view, but from a civil engineering point of view, do you have a property that is going to be suitable for building? These are all the considerations you're going to want to examine and determine whether you have something that is in fact going to be a viable project. And then finally, you're going to definitely want to start getting a feel from local general contractors what your cost to build might be. And most of the issues, most of the surprises are going to be related to the site, the cost of the foundation, the cost of bringing in a driveway, the cost of grading the property so that you have a buildable lot? So BJ, this is a great question. It's a situation that many people encounter when they're developing, and I'm sure many listeners are going to be able to relate to this situation because it's something that's encountered very frequently. In the meantime, keep the questions coming. If you got a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, definitely send it in. Send it to victor@victorjm.com. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.